Staying with the environment, some farmers in mid-Canterbury are making significant changes to the way they farm to reduce the amount of nitrate coming off their properties and improve water quality. Nitrate levels in private drinking water bores in the area are on average 5 to 7 times higher than most towns and cities, and in some places exceed the amount deemed safe by the World Health Organization. Colin Young has been speaking to farmers, determined to do something about it.
David Burkett grows crops including wheat and veggie seeds on 200 hectares near Leeston.
The paddock next to us here is a bean crop, so it's a legume.
I met him at a drinking water testing day being run by the regional council, where demand was so great that many had to be turned away, including him. The last time he had his water tested, 5 years ago, it was just below the WHO safe level.
There are some places which are over the 11.3, which is the international drinking standard. So, that's concerning for everyone in the community.
The amount of nitrate coming off David Burkett's farm after years of fertiliser use is the reason his levels are so high. For others, the radical increase in the number of dairy cows is to blame.
The introduction of irrigation from about 2000 onwards, there was a huge increase in irrigation consents during that period, and a corresponding increase in the amount of nitrogen was used as well. So, I think as farmers, we've got to be honest, we have had an effect on the nitrogen in that groundwater.
But in the past 5 years, this conventional farmer has adopted several regenerative farming techniques which have allowed him to reduce his fertiliser use by 30%. It's all about trapping more nitrate in the soil, where it can do the job of boosting plant growth instead of being washed away and into the groundwater. He shies away from being described as a regenerative farmer and says he was initially attracted to it because it meant he didn't have to spend as much on fertiliser.
We care for the environment we live in. We can't do a lot about what's already in the system. But if we can start to help and educate people, new techniques, new technologies that can help to reduce the amount of nutrient that does get into the underground water, at least the next generations will have hopefully clean drinking water.
On Sam Clearwater's organic dairy farm in South Canterbury, nitrates are kept to a minimum through having fewer cows, about half the number on a conventional farm, and the same regenerative techniques used at David Burkett's place. One of the biggest challenges is the 3 years it takes before organic certification can be granted.
Also, just changing your mindset, moving away from the conventional practices, and you've sort of got to open your mind really to how other people do things.
To supplement the farm's income, he started fertilising neighbouring farms using special equipment that dilutes urea fertiliser, which reduces the nitrate runoff.
The conventional guys, they put on like 65 kilos of granular, and we come in at 30 and we're getting exactly the same results.
Back in mid-Canterbury, long-time organic sheep and crop farmer Tim Chamberlain is reluctant to lecture his conventional farming neighbours on how to reduce the amount of nitrate coming off their properties, but believes regenerative techniques could play a role.
Farmers are a pretty adaptive, creative bunch. They'll work it out, and if it involves regenerative agriculture, it's going to become obvious as far as I can see.
However, he says widespread adoption of some of the techniques used in organic farming would not be economically viable without there first being a fundamental shift in the amount people are willing to pay at the supermarket.
In my world, the heroes for the last 35 years have been the people that have consistently bought our produce. Because if we were stuck with, low commodity prices, with very little ability to adjust, we would be, running a pretty miserable existence.
Tim Chamberlain says if farmers can work out ways to grow food that don't lead to the degradation of waterways and people's drinking water, then the future is bright. But he says if they can't, the consequences will be dire.